This is Montreal Today on the new 940 Montreal. Let's talk. Call 790-0006.
We were going to talk about lying this segment, but I lied. That was my white lie for the day. We're going to think about lying. Maybe we'll cover that later this week. A new survey on lying, 1,000 adults surveyed on what lies are acceptable to make. Instead, we're going to talk about another type of lying, dishonesty, online dishonesty, and the online scruples of kids. Do you know what your kids are doing online? The experts say if you want to protect your kids, get with the I am lingo. If you're asking what the I am lingo is and you have teenagers at home with online access, you're in trouble already. We're joined by Erin Jansen. She's the founder of netlingo.com, considered one of the top three internet dictionaries on the web. The website has grown to cult status and is actually credited with creating an industry standard targeted to new users and internet professionals. And based on popular demand, Erin's also published netlingo.com in print called Netlingo, the Internet Dictionary. And Erin joins us now. Thanks a lot for joining us on Montreal Today.
Hi, Lauren. Happy to be here.
Thanks. First of all, I am lingo. How do you describe that to someone who's not so internet friendly?
Well, IM lingo consists primarily of what's known as acronyms, and these are just letters put together that you see that look like they don't make any sense. But what they really are the first word in a series of words. For example, POS stands for parent over shoulder, and a teenager may type that when communicating with someone online, if suddenly the parent enters the room, and that's kind of an alert to let the other person know not to type anything too scandalous.
You've come up with the NetLingo top 20 internet acronyms every parent needs to know, and POS, parent over shoulder, is the number one acronym. I'm looking at the top five acronyms. They all start with the letter P for parent.
Yes, and whenever you do see P, it generally means parent. There's another one further down, KPC. That's actually a very popular one as well, keeping parents clueless. Mm.
How dangerous are these acronyms, though? I mean, are they just gossiping? Are they talking about a hot date they had the night before? Or is it possible that this could lead to kids to a lot of trouble in some sites out there?
You know, it runs the gamut, Lauren. Many times when teens are texting, they are simply communicating. And oftentimes they use it primarily to socialize and for recreation. So this is generally when a teen is texting to, for example, her best friend. But at the same time, there is the opportunity for teens to be online and be in some of these social networking sites and be communicating literally with people they don't know and or people who are disguising themselves online. And at that point, it does become a little dangerous. Now, I have heard stories as well that teens in and of themselves don't necessarily know what all of this IM lingo is. Mm. They are learning it online, and more often than not, they're learning from adults. Mm. And on top of that, most of the acronyms on the NetLingo list were developed by adults, too. So, you know, we got to keep it in perspective that teens are using it. Yes, there is a danger there, but it's also adults that are fueling some of the fire.
I want to talk about some of those adult acronyms that teens are using. Can I ask you to stay on the line, Erin? We're just going to check on traffic.
Sure.
Thanks a lot. We're in conversation with Erin Jansen, founder of netlingo.com. What are your kids saying online?
You're listening to Montreal Today with Aphrodite Salas on the new 940 Montreal, brought to you by Supermarket Muralatos. This is Montreal Today on the new 940 Montreal. Let's talk. Call 790-0006.
In conversation with the founder of netlingo.com to enlighten us perhaps on the language, the acronyms, the NetLingo that your kids are using online. It may not be enough to simply be looking over the kid's shoulder at the monitor if you're seeing a bunch of acronyms squished together in instant messaging, or IM, as kids are known to do. Kids, I say teenagers as well. You may actually not be knowing what they're doing, what they're getting into. Erin Jansen joins us, the founder of netlingo.com. Hi, Erin.
Hi, Lauren.
We were talking earlier about how a lot of this lingo is actually adult-themed or developed by adults, but has gotten into the younger set's lexicon. Tell me a little bit about some of these more adult acronyms that teenagers are using online.
That's correct, Lauren. Some of them are acronyms such as LMIRL, which stands for Let's Meet in Real Life. Mm. You know, oftentimes a teenager is communicating, well, they may not be the ones that are saying, hey, let's meet in real life. That's an adult contacting a teen, generally, if you're seeing that. Another one is TDTM, talk dirty to me. You see GYPO, get your pants off. And then there's things like ASL and NAZ. ASL is age, sex, location. NAZ is name, address, zip. These are generally people wanting to then locate the kid or the teen, and you do not want your children or teenagers giving out such personal information as where they live or where they go to school.
So it sounds to me like it's really on parents to get educated, maybe to check out your website, netlingo.com, look at the top 20 internet acronyms, because otherwise parents are going to be left in the dark.
Absolutely. 60% of the online population under age 17 uses text messages. And if you want to stay involved in your kids' lives, you simply have to. And I also recommend that parents subscribe to my...
This is Montreal Today on the new 940 Montreal. Let's talk. Call 790-0006.
We were going to talk about lying this segment, but I lied. That was my white lie for the day. We're going to think about lying. Maybe we'll cover that later this week. A new survey on lying, 1,000 adults surveyed on what lies are acceptable to make. Instead, we're going to talk about another type of lying, dishonesty, online dishonesty, and the online scruples of kids. Do you know what your kids are doing online? The experts say if you want to protect your kids, get with the I am lingo. If you're asking what the I am lingo is and you have teenagers at home with online access, you're in trouble already. We're joined by Erin Jensen. She's the founder of netlingo.com, considered one of the top three internet dictionaries on the web. The website has grown to cult status and is actually credited with creating an industry standard targeted to new users and internet professionals. And based on popular demand, Erin's also published netlingo.com in print called Netlingo, the Internet Dictionary. And Erin joins us now. Thanks a lot for joining us on Montreal Today.
Hi, Lauren. Happy to be here.
Thanks. First of all, I am lingo. How do you describe that to someone who's not so internet friendly?
Well, IM lingo consists primarily of what's known as acronyms, and these are just letters put together that you see that look like they don't make any sense. But what they really are the first word in a series of words. For example, POS stands for parent over shoulder, and a teenager may type that when communicating with someone online, if suddenly the parent enters the room, and that's kind of an alert to let the other person know not to type anything too scandalous.
You've come up with the NetLingo top 20 internet acronyms every parent needs to know, and POS, parent over shoulder, is the number one acronym. I'm looking at the top five acronyms. They all start with the letter P for parent.
Yes, and whenever you do see P, it generally means parent. There's another one further down, KPC. That's actually a very popular one as well, keeping parents clueless. Mm.
How dangerous are these acronyms, though? I mean, are they just gossiping? Are they talking about a hot date they had the night before? Or is it possible that this could lead to kids to a lot of trouble in some sites out there?
You know, it runs the gamut, Lauren. Many times when teens are texting, they are simply communicating. And oftentimes they use it primarily to socialize and for recreation. So this is generally when a teen is texting to, for example, her best friend. But at the same time, there is the opportunity for teens to be online and be in some of these social networking sites and be communicating literally with people they don't know and or people who are disguising themselves online. And at that point, it does become a little dangerous. Now, I have heard stories as well that teens in and of themselves don't necessarily know what all of this IM lingo is. Mm. They are learning it online, and more often than not, they're learning from adults. Mm. And on top of that, most of the acronyms on the NetLingo list were developed by adults, too. So, you know, we got to keep it in perspective that teens are using it. Yes, there is a danger there, but it's also adults that are fueling some of the fire.
I want to talk about some of those adult acronyms that teens are using. Can I ask you to stay on the line, Erin? We're just going to check on traffic.
Sure.
Thanks a lot. We're in conversation with Erin Jansen, founder of netlingo.com. What are your kids saying online?